It has emerged that the SSA did a presentation to the ANC's National Working Committee on Monday. The focus of the presentation by an SSA official reportedly looked at the issues which continue to swirl around the massive uprising in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng 3 weeks ago. An analysis report was allegedly presented by the SSA after there were questions raised about the slow response rate by the entire security cluster. Now, the SSA has been under a cloud since the revelations of the high-level report revealed that under Jacob Zuma, they had just one aim, to protect Jacob Zuma. Now we have that self-same entity briefing ANC members who have not been sworn in as members of the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, which in turn means there's very little likelihood they have top secret clearance. Following that presentation, the SSA is now being tasked with preparing a further document for that committee. Yes, the whole country's been criticizing the security cluster for their inept bungling of the attempted insurrection, but now that the SSA has done a presentation to a particular political party, it behoves them to do exactly that for every other political party in Parliament. The country is awaiting an announcement by the President as to when the ministers involved will be shuffled off the security shelf for allowing some 50 billion rand in damages to the two provinces. Equally, there were 342 bodies discovered when the smoke had cleared. And of course, the racial scapegoating by the ANC and EFF has further muddied the waters. Now, on Monday, the DA laid out a clear path for the parliamentary investigation and looks forward to receiving this openly shared information by the SSA at its earliest convenience.